for people out there. Why did you decide to get in the race for city council?
I've been involved with council even when I haven't been on council. I go to council meetings, and I think the direction that they're going is appropriate. I just don't like how they're going about getting there. And I have other ideas that I would like to put forward, and I've made those suggestions at council meetings, and they've gone nowhere. Now that they've become a campaign issue, they're starting to go somewhere. So, win or lose, I've got my some of my issues that's going to be addressed.
What are a couple of those issues? What are those issues that you've been pushing that are now starting to, now that you've been pushing them, they're getting picked up more?
Well, I've got some concerns about the city employee health care plan. We have a plan that allows employees to purchase a cafeteria from a cafeteria style plan, and they have X number of dollars to spend on insurance. Anything over and above what they spend on the insurance, they can put into a 457 IRA account. We already provide a 30% match on police and fire department pensions, and I'm thinking it's around 10-11% on all other employees on a pension plan. I think that's fair. I think that's what's that's far better than what private sector is getting on retirement plans. Our government employees can retire at a younger age, fully vested, with less time in service, and I think it's something we need to address just simply because of the cost. I mean, we're looking at, you know, average firefighter or a police officer costing us an average of $85,000 to $90,000 a year. And not that I don't think those men and women are worth every dime they're getting. It's just over and above what we as a community can afford, and over and above what people in similar jobs, not job styles, but similar responsibilities, I guess, or amount of responsibilities have in the private sector. So that's, you know, that's one of the things that that I've brought up in the past that has more or less fallen on deaf ears. And if I can go on,
mm-hmm.
I like I said, I've been involved with the council as a citizen for the 4 years that I've been off council. I've brought up things that have been a concern, and either to the council or I brought them up to staff members. And it's like when the council passed the non-union employee manual, that with that passage, it gave non-union employees a 3-5.5% pay increase based on where they fell on the wage scale within their pay grade. And just moments before that vote was taking place, the mayor had stressed how broke the city was. We didn't have any money. And this was on a completely different subject, yet we turn around and give these 3-5.5% pay increases without question. There was nothing brought up by the council, and I was very concerned by that. So I stood up, and unfortunately, at a later time, because I wasn't there that particular moment, stood up and said, "Hey, guys, you made a mistake here. You need to correct this." Long story short, they did. They went back. They revisited it They ended up settling on a 2% rather than the 3-5.5% pay increase. And the unions then in turn followed suit and said, "Hey, you know, if our counterparts in the non-union, we know the city's in financial problems right now, let's follow suit and go with the 2%. We had a situation here in town where the school system has purchased some dilapidated housing behind our football press box at Raceville Stadium. In my business, I do sewer work. I do locating and auger, clean out sewers and that sort of thing, and I camera sewers, and they had me do some work for them. Well, it brought me onto the property next door, which happened to be an old church that has been empty for quite a period of time. And I noticed when I was behind the church that the back window was broken out. So I just took a look inside, and I saw it had bird waste all throughout, very, very deep on the carpet, 3/4 inch deep throughout the basement and up the stairs going to the first floor. And when I looked upstairs from the window, I could see that the ceiling was on the floor, and that it was. And then looking at the building on the outside, there was a wall that had a split in it, a divide from the roof to the ground, and you can look in the front windows and see similar conditions on the inside. We do have a dangerous and dilapidated building ordinance, and I was curious as to why we hadn't addressed that building based on that. And I also had contact with the maintenance director for the school system, and had talked to him. I said, his name's Byron Winslesley, and I said, Byron, is there a chance that he would be, or the school system would be interested in this building if it could be acquired? And he said, yeah, but he cautioned me that they only had money for demolition. They wouldn't have money for acquisition. And so I put the city and the school together on that. And November 4th, they're going to be voting on, city's going to be voting on giving that building to the school system. And then the school system is going to tear it down and make it a part of that project, that ongoing project that they have up there. So it's things like that that I see. I take an opportunity, I see as an opportunity, and encourage the city to move on that sort of thing. I do that on a consistent basis. I'm all over town. I'm in dozens of buildings a week, different buildings a week. And when I see those kind of opportunities, I know who to get a hold of and how the process works. And quite frankly, to finish the answer to your question, I enjoy that sort of thing. I enjoy being on city council.
What do you see as the biggest challenge facing Burlington, and how would you address it if you were back on the council?
Right now, the biggest challenge is our budget. We have over the past 15 or 20 years, we've spent a lot of money. We built a recplex, a new fire station at the airport. We remodeled and expanded the main fire station downtown. That was somewhere around $5 million. We built a new public works facility because our employees were working in five separate facilities. They all worked for public works. We housed them under one roof. That was an expensive project. We've done a lot of road work. We built a new road from the highway to Summer Street where the airport's at to make a shortcut for people that are wanting to get to the airport. We built a new four-way bridge over the railroad tracks on Central Avenue simply because it saved hundreds of pounds of emissions every year, because when a train was present, that you would have to take about 3/4 mile a detour to get around that train, and sometimes those trains had sat on the tracks for 30 minutes or more. So it was a tremendous relief for traffic that's trying to get across town. I don't know if you've been to Burlington before, but you would know one thing about Burlington is there's not a lot of streets that go clear north and south across town. Central Avenue is one of those. We opened up our downtown. Main Street used to have a mall and fountain in the center of it. We opened that up. We have an 8-story hotel in the downtown that was identified by the city as a dangerous and dilapidated building that was about to be torn down when the city council stepped in and said, "Hey, wait a minute. Let's see if we can't put together an incentive package, get that redeveloped." We had the city put $1.25 million into that, and then a developer put another $6 or $7 million into it and turned it into an apartment building. We've done four phases of improvements on the riverfront. Now, I'm telling you all this because that's where all the money went. But for the next 60 years, 75 years maybe, we're not going to have to build another public works facility. We're not going to have to build another fire station. We're not going to have to make any additional improvements to a memorial auditorium or the riverfront. We're going to have maintenance items on them, obviously, but we're not going to have those big-ticket expenses that we had initially to get these things going. But like I said, the Recplex was a $5 million project, and we didn't we won't have to build another Recplex. This one's going to serve the city for years and years and years. We built a new library. It was almost $11 million. Most of that was privately funded, but there was some city dollars in it, and all of that builds up to this, to putting us at about 80% of our general obligation debt capacity, and that's where our concerns are at right now. It hinders us in the ability to borrow money at a favorable interest rate. So we've got to concentrate on bringing that debt down. So it's going to be pulling tight on the purse strings. It's going to mean potentially some employee layoffs. It's going to mean some adjustments in benefit packages, and it's going to mean that we're not going to be able to do those major niceties that some folks in the community would like to see us do. We're going to have to concentrate on the infrastructure and paying down the debt. And then when we get that done, then we've got to concentrate real hard on making a debt policy that we're not going to exceed a percentage of our debt capacity. And that's what I hope is in that policy, is that we're looking at the most ideal level of debt. And, you know, in private business and even in property owners or people just starting out, if you don't have a credit history, you can't get credit. So unfortunately for cities, they have to have a little bit of a level of debt to get the best deal on interest rates. So that's that's part of the of what we have to look at in the future to address the most immediate need, which is our budget and finances.
Does that process involve a property tax increase in your mind?
Not in my mind, no. No. Right now it's proposed by the current city council that there would be a 60 cent increase in property taxes just to cover the deficit from this year. And they've made some cuts. They cut the library by $80,000. They haven't filled some positions in our public safety departments and in other departments to try to save that money. There was a proposal to implement a franchise fee on gas and electric utilities, and that was shot down by the voters. The voters fill out a petition and got it put on a ballot, and overwhelmingly was defeated. It was 80-some percent was opposed to the franchise fee. Those dollars were figured into the budget for this year, and those dollars didn't come about, so that made for the shortfall in budgeting for this year. They're going to have to look harder at cuts for this year and look at other ways, because I just don't see the current slate of candidates short of all of the incumbents that are running being reelected. I don't see that as being satisfactory, and most of the incumbents have said they're no longer in favor of that 60 cent increase in taxes either.
If you're looking at, and you mentioned employees, are there certain departments that would be off limits if there were going to be employees cut, or would every department be at risk of losing employees?
There is, in my opinion, nothing is off the table. But I want to look deeper into the budgets other than replacing employees. We have, like I said, with our health care plan, where employees can take the balance of the dollars that they don't spend on core health care insurance, that being health, eyeglasses, dental. If they don't spend it on that, they can take that money and put it into a 457 IRA account. That's going above and beyond what I think was ever really intended when all of this came about, all of this insurance but it's grown well beyond what it should be today. And if you look at that, and if the numbers that I received from a former administrator is correct, we've got about 26% of those dollars, that of that $2.9 million that we spend on health care annually, about 25% is being redirected into IRA accounts. That's close to $750,000. That more than covers our shortfall for this year, which is about $450,000. So we would actually end up with a surplus of $300,000 from if we were to capture all those dollars. And if those numbers are correct, then we're able to capture all those dollars, then we can then start paying down, using that to pay down debt or to pay other employee costs. We're using road use tax to pay some employees' wages. Those road use tax dollars would be better spent on roads and reconstructing and infrastructure and bridges and that sort of thing. So that's only one area to look at. I mean, we have a Convention and Visitors Bureau that we fund, and there's somewhere around $350,000 that we put into that. We need to check and see if there isn't some savings there. I mean, Burlington is the smallest community in the nation that has professional baseball. That's the Burlington Bees. We give them not a lot of money, but we give them some money, and we need to look at the possibility of where we can find some savings there. I mean, we're the only city in the nation that still has a community-owned baseball field. I mean, there's got to be some opportunities. We're missing something if there isn't a private individual that would want to step in and take that over and see it as a profit center. Right now, it's costing the citizens a good deal of money, the citizens of Burlington. We do have an airport here. Nothing has been mentioned by the current council about airport funding. We need to take a look at the hard look at that and see where there's opportunities there for them to raise some of their own money. I mean, they do have airport hangars, and they do have space available. They have a lot of empty space out there. I think they can do a better job of advertising the space that they have and making it available for rent. There's expansion opportunities out there as well. So
In terms of kind of looking at a topic that is right now still going on, the Venue Works, where do you stand on this ongoing, we're now months into this discussion, on what should happen with Venue Works and the auditorium?
You know, Jason, I got to be real honest with you. I have not looked at that contract. I've been following it. I can understand where the Steamboat Days organization is at. They've been doing this the same way for the last 25 years. They need to be given every benefit of the doubt and given every opportunity to look at this and get on board with it, or say we can't live with this. Then the council has to make a decision: do we want to continue the relationship with Steamboat Days, or do we want to move forward with Venue Works? Because I'm afraid that if we don't have a buy-in from Steamboat Days, that they're liable to move that program somewhere else. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be on the riverfront. It's traditionally been there, but there are other opportunities for them, other places that it can be held. It would be a challenge, especially this late going into it, but they need every opportunity to get on board with it. And I guess other recommendations have come forward since this discussion took place. We do have an operator or promoter in-house for the Capitol Theater, and someone has suggested that person, along with the director of the Arts Center, have the kind of experience necessary to fill our needs at the auditorium. So, you know, I don't know that to be whether that's true or not, but I would think if it hasn't been looked at, it's something that should be.
Probably the final thing, any since the primary, any topic, any issue that maybe wasn't quite on your radar, but now is on your radar. Anything come up like that since the primary?
Nothing that I can recall. I stayed in touch and stayed in tune with what's going on at the council, and I do have an opportunity from time to time to get to the coffee shop and kick things around there. I do listen to as much of the local talk radio as I can to hear what citizens have to say there, and I do read the local newspaper. So, you know, I do stay in touch with as many of the constituency, or who I would consider my constituency, as I can. And I haven't heard anything that I haven't brought up, or that someone else, I haven't heard anybody bring up anything new and different other than what I've talked about. So.